Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Rio Plus 20, the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development, which is being held this June in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, marks the 20th anniversary of the UN Conference on Environment and Development, also known as the Earth Summit. As has been the case at every major UN conference since the Cairo Conference on Population and Development in 1994, National Right to Life is once again working to educate delegates and ambassadors about efforts by pro-abortion groups to make abortion a human right worldwide. We noted yesterday that pro-abortion UN agencies such as UNFPA and NGOs such as International Planned Parenthood discard truth and proper interpretation of UN documents in order to promote abortion around the world, country by country. And they are achieving some success, thanks to the current United States policies and millions of American tax dollars. The last 3 years have seen an alarming escalation of attacks, sometimes successful, on the laws protecting unborn children in pro-life countries, particularly in Africa and Latin America. The blatantly false but most convincing and effective argument that has been used to promote abortion legalization is that it is needed to save women's lives and that thousands of women are dying from illegal abortions. It was used in the United States prior to Roe v. Wade, and it is used throughout the world today, unfortunately with some success. That is why National Right to Life's educational programs are crucial and why we must help delegates understand that, as we say in our Rio Plus 20 statement, human beings are at the center of all sustainable development. The loss of mothers and babies due to a lack of even basic health care and the failure to dedicate adequate resources to save women's lives is the greatest impediment to development in all areas. Millennium Development Goal 5, Improving Maternal Health, will not be achieved by 2015 unless there is a significant acceleration in allocation and in proper direction of resources. Even Jill Sheffield, president of the 2010 Pro-Abortion Women Deliver Conference in Washington, said, "Even now, we know beyond doubt that unless and until MDG 5 is fully realized, none of the other MDGs will succeed, and the world will be no better off than we were when the MDGs were conceived 10 years ago." The first draft of the document for the Rio Plus 20 doesn't even mention maternal health care, even though it is essential to the achievement of all of the Millennium Development Goals. Women of the developing world must receive the kind of health care, particularly maternal and child health care, that has been available to women in the developed world for over 60 years. The world has failed to reach these goals because resources have been directed toward decreasing the number of children women deliver, rather than making the delivery of their children safe. Legal abortion does not mean safe abortion. The evidence shows that a country's maternal mortality rate is determined to a much greater extent by the quality of medical care than by the legal status of abortion. Comparisons made between nations that have strong abortion restrictions, such as Ireland and Poland, and nations that permit abortion on demand, such as Russia and the United States, demonstrates that nations with strong abortion restrictions actually have lower maternal death rates than countries that permit abortion on demand. The key to reduction in maternal mortality rates from all causes, including abortion, is the improvement of maternal health care, not the legalization of abortion. Legalized abortion only leads to more abortions, and in the developing world, where medical care and antibiotics are scarce or absent, legalization would increase, not decrease, the number of women who die or are harmed by abortion. In this ongoing debate about abortion globally, and in pro-life African and Latin American countries in particular, millions and millions of lives are at stake. The United States should lead the way on the side of human life, advocating for improved maternal health care for the benefit of both mothers and their children.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.